In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I speak.
奉主耶稣圣名正道。
And today I choose this topic, when the storm of life comes.
今天我选择的题目是当人生的风暴来临时。
In our course of our life, not always life is peaceful.
在我们的生活中，生活不在我们的一生当中，我们的生活不一定都是一帆风顺的。
Sometimes there's a wave come upon our life. It's sometimes very heavy enough. We don't know what to do.
有的时候这个会有一个大浪会很重的向我们拍来，我们不知道该怎么做。
When we look at the Bible, we find out that many in the Bible, the people, so those who are faithful to God, they face a lot of difficulties also in their life.
我们在圣经里面可以看到这些对神非常信实的人，他们的生活当中也遇到很多困难。
But then they overcome the such kind of storms in their life.
但是他们胜过了人生当中的风暴。
By the helping of God.
因为有了神的帮助。
I hope that when this message can help us and give us wisdom enough to manage our life so that we can keep our life to be peaceful in the Lord.
希望今天早上的正道能够对大家有帮助，然后给大家智慧处理人生当中的困难，然后让大家都有个平安的生活。
Let's turn to Book of Matthew chapter 8.
看马太福音第八章。
In Matthew chapter 8, verse from 23.
从二十三节开始。
Matthew chapter 8, verse from 23 to 27.
二十三节到二十七节。
Chapter 8, from verse 23. And when he got into the boat, his disciples followed him, and behold, there arose a great storm in the sea.So that the boat was covered with waves. But he himself was asleep. And they came to him and awake him, saying, Save us, Lord, we are perishing. 26. And he said to them, Why are you timid, you men of little faith? Then he arose and rebuked the winds and the sea, and it became perfectly calm, 27. And the man marveled, saying, What kind of man is this, that even the wind and the sea obeyed him?
马太福音第八章二十三节，耶稣上了船，门徒跟着他。二十四，海里忽然起了暴风，甚至船都被波浪掩盖。耶稣却睡着了。二十五，门徒来叫醒了他，说：“主啊，救我们，我们丧命了。”二十六，耶稣说：“你们这小信的人呐，为什么胆怯呢？”于是起来斥责风和海，风和海就大大的平静了。二十七，众人稀奇说：“这是怎样的人？连风和海也听从了他。”
If you find out the Matthew chapter 8 from the beginning, Jesus performed many miracles and healing the many people.
从马太福音第八章一开始这里耶稣就开始行了很多神迹，治好了很多人。
He healed the leprosy.
他治好了麻风病人。
And the one the centurion the servant, healed him.
还有这个百夫长的仆人，他也治好了。
And also the one that Peter's mother-in-law is also healed from the high fever.
而且彼得的岳母得了热病，也被治好了。
And Jesus come to this world, touch upon the many people's the suffering, so that they can release from suffering.
耶稣来到这个世上，他触碰了很多遭受苦难的人，他们就得到释放。
So this time he continued his disciple to follow him.Now get on the boat with the Lord Jesus Christ.
这一次他的门徒也继续的跟从他上了船。
I think Jesus wants to cross this the Sea of Galilee, and then he wants to preach the gospel to the other side.
我想这个时候耶稣是想穿过这个加利利海，然后到另海的另外一边去布道。
We find that verse 23 is he got into the boat. His disciple followed him. So this boat is not a kind of huge like a ship, but it's a very small boat. We can just can guess.
23节这里说耶稣上了船，门徒跟着他。这个船是非常小的船，不是那种轮船。
We don't know the size, but this boat easily can based on the sea wave and the way the storms comes, then it might be very dangerous even.
我们不知道这船的大小，但是这样的小船在风暴来的时候是非常危险的。
Verse 24 said there will arouse a great storms in the sea.
24节说海里忽然起了暴风。
Now, many scholars that saying that because the Sea of Galilee is right after the valley from the mountains, you know, the mountain it comes and then there is a lake turned to be the big lake.
学者研究说这个加利利海是从一个山谷流下来的。
So many times the sudden storms come from the valley to blow into the sea.
很多时候这个风暴就会从这个山谷里面吹过来。
So I think this kind of storms in the Sea of Galilee is a very kind of usual.
所以这个加利利海上的风暴是非常平常的。
And so at this time the Jesus get on the boat and then his disciple also in the boat on the boat and then they're on the way and this great storms in the sea came upon to them.
这个耶稣上了船，门徒跟着他。这个时候这个他们就遇到了风暴。
And storms, these storms, maybe people they heard about the storms before.
这些人可能因为这很平常，这风暴都非常的平常，所以这些人都听说过这个风暴。
But when they get in the boat and on the way, and they truly meet the storms, the storm is great.
所以当他们上了船，在去的路上遇到这个风暴，这个大风暴。
Have anybody have experience of the big storms on the sea? You can face in the. Have you experienced?
你们大家有没有体验过在海上的时候遇到大风暴呢
？Actually, because I myself is very scared about water, so usually I don't go to the get into deep place.
我自己是非常怕水的，所以很多时候我都不去很深水的地方。
But sometimes it cannot help, but you have to get in sometimes.
但是有些时候你没有办法控制，你必须要去。
But one time I seen that in Hawaii, I see that the wave coming up.
有一次我在夏威夷的时候看到那个浪拍过来。
And some place in Hawaii, it's a very high wave coming, so many there's a surfers come go to the beach.
所以在夏威夷有一些地方，它那个浪是非常大的，所以这些冲浪者他们就去那个地方冲浪。
It's not because of my vacation, but because I was assigned there to go there.
我去那里不是度假，是我被派去那里。
And I see the wave coming in is quite big.
我看那个浪卷过来非常大。
It's not a.Sometimes when I was in LA, maybe once a year, maybe go to the Santa Monica Beach, but that wave cannot compare the wave in Hawaii.
我在洛杉矶住的时候一年一次我会去Santa Monica 的海边。
Yeah, LA, Los Angeles.
在那个海边，它那个浪跟这个夏威夷的浪是不能相比的。
Of course, those are surfers enjoy, but for me, it's quite scared.
但是在那个夏威夷那个浪那么大的地方，还是有很多冲浪者非常高兴的在冲浪，但是对我来说非常害怕。
Most likely, within a minute, my life is gone to be out of there.
我想如果在那里的话，我的命不过一分钟就会没了。
We find out here the storm comes to the boat. How much he mentioned that the boat was covered with the waves.24节这里说船甚至被浪掩盖。So sometimes the suffering come upon in our life is that the That kind of challenge, that kind of storms is heavily upon in our life.
有的时候我们生活当中的苦难就像就像这个浪一样非常重的来到我们身上。
In the Bible, we find out like, you know, Joseph, when he was sold to the Egypt.
在圣经里面有一个人物叫约瑟，他被卖到埃及。
The life of Joseph at the beginning, it was a very comfortable life under the protection of his father.
约瑟的童年是过得非常无忧无虑的，因为有了他的父亲的保护。
His life is because his father loved him more than the rest of the brother.
因为他的父亲爱他胜过爱他的其他哥哥。
So the father provided him for the best one in his life.
所以爸爸他的父亲就给他最好的生活。
When the rest of the brother went out to take care of their ships, but Joseph stayed at home in his tent.
当他的哥哥们要去牧羊的时候，约瑟就可以待在家里。
So when he was sold to the Egypt, I think his life, everything is upside down.
我想当他被卖到埃及的时候，他的生活来了一个大反转。
I'm sure because he doesn't understand why these things happened in his life.
我想我非常确定他当时会觉得为什么他的生活会有这样的变化。
So from then on his life has changed the status from the free man to the slavery.
在那个时候他的生命就从自由人转变成一个奴隶。
If we find out that this kind of the storm, sometimes there is under the situation, which is we can see that this is hopeless.
我们可以看到很多时候这样的风暴来临的时候是很绝望的。
Sometimes in such a situation, maybe we pray to God.
在这个很绝望的时候，可能我们会向神祷告。
But many times we pray, but it seems like God never listened to my prayer.
但是很多时候看起来神好像都不听我们的祷告。
The trouble is continue deeper into our life, getting more and into the stress in our life.
生活越来越苦。
Now this is we can say this is like a storms of life comes.
这个时候就是人生的风暴来临的时候。
We find out that sometimes we believe in the Lord, believe in God. As a Christian, we face this kind of storms.
我们可以看到，即使我们相信神，作为基督徒，我们也会遇到这样的风暴。
But suffering in the Bible mentioned that it actually comes into our life. It is a benefit to us, and also the suffering actually comes into our life is a part of our Christian life. We become part of the Christian life.
但是圣经却告诉我们，这苦难来的时候是对我们有益处的。而且这个苦难是我们基督徒生活的一部分。
Degree of intense of suffering nowadays compared to 2000 years ago, during the time of apostle and during the time of Jesus, is way different.
现在苦难的程度跟主耶稣的时候跟使徒的时候是不太一样的。
And we hardly can say this is a suffering. We can say this is an inconvenience maybe.
我们甚至不能把它称为苦难，我们只能把它称为不便。
Because during the time of Jesus, people, and after all, you know, during the time of apostle, people believe in God, even they willing to have to give up their life at their times.
因为在耶稣的时候，在使徒的时候，他们如果说相信神的话，他们就要准备要为神舍命。
So for them, the suffering is like heavy enough to stress enough and fear enough them to scare enough in their life.
对他们来说，这个他们的苦难是非常非常害怕的。
Well, anyway,
非常让他们惧怕的。
Even though the degree is a difference, nowadays your life and my life, sometimes we get into this kind of a stormy way of life.
虽然我们现在的程度跟那个时候不能相比，但是我们的生活当中还是会有风暴来临。
Let us remember that when the storm comes into our life and the suffering upon in our life, we can take it with a with a with a willingly as a children of God, then it becomes turned out to be blessing.
我们就要当风暴来临的在我们的生活当中来临的时候，我们就要用一个做，我们就要用神儿子的心态来非常愿意的接受他，这样子就能够最后就会转变为福气。
Now turn to Romans chapter 8.
我们看一下罗马书第八章。
In Romans chapter 8 from verse 14.
从十四节开始。
In Romans chapter 8, from verse 14. For all who are being led by the Spirit of God, these are sons of God. 15.
15.
For you have not received a spirit of slavery leading to fear again, but you have received a spirit of adoption, as sons by which we cried out, Abba Father. 16. The Spirit himself will bear witness with our spirit that we are children of God. 17. And if children, heirs also, heir of God, and fellow heirs with Christ, if indeed we suffer with him, in order that we may also be glorified with him.
罗马书第八章十四节，因为凡被神的灵引导的都是神的儿子。十五节，你们所受的不是奴仆的心仍旧害怕，所受的乃是儿子的心，因此我们呼叫阿巴父。十六，圣灵与我们的心同证，我们是神的儿女。十七，既是儿女，便是后世，就是神的后世，和基督同作后世。如果我们和他一同受苦，也必和他一同得荣耀。
And here Paul says, if you receive the Spirit of God and you lead by the Spirit, then your life is a blessing because you can call the God as your Father.
这里保罗说，如果你被神的圣灵神的灵引导，你的生活就生命就变得非常有福气，因为你可以叫神阿巴父。
Showing that your identity, the verse 16, the Spirit himself will bear witness that our spirit that we are children of God.
这样就显示我们是神的儿女的身份。
And so Paul here remind them that why is so precious your life, because the Spirit of God within you to the witness that you are children of God.
这里神提醒他们说，为什么你是有福气的？因为圣灵跟他的心跟他们的心同证，他们是神的儿女。
Which is we belongs to Christ.
因为我们是属基督的。
But if we belong to Christ, then we are, the verse 17 says, we're heir of God, the fellow heir with Christ.
十七节说，既是儿女，便是后世，就是神的后世。
Now we are the one who inherit the kingdom of God. We are the one, the children of God. We protect by God. We are the being by guiding of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们是神的儿女，我们要承受天国的基业，我们是被基督买来的，并被他保护的。
But at the same time, Romans chapter 8, the Paul mentioned that if indeed we suffer with him, he says.
但是同时保罗也说，我们如果和他一同受苦。
And suffer with him in order that we may also be glorified with him.
我们为同跟他一起受苦，目的是为了要跟他一起得荣耀。
The suffering is a part of our Christian life to have go through so that we can glorify with him.
苦难是我们基督徒生活的一部分，因为要为了跟他一起得荣耀。
So the verse 18, Paul said, I consider that the suffering of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory that is to be revealed to us.
十八节说，我想现在的苦楚若比起将来要显于我们的荣耀，就不足介意了。
Our Christian faith is come from this hope.
我们基督徒的信心就是来自这样的盼望。
There's a hope that you and I, when we have go through this kind of stormy way of life.
我们的盼望就是我们大家一起经过了这样的暴风雨的时候。
What the first things we do is we kneel down, we pray to God, find out our identity.
首先我们要跪下来祷告的时候， 找到我们的身份。
Why am I to suffer like this?
为什么我要这样受苦呢？
Why my life get involved in this kind of stormy weather? Why challenge upon in my life?
为什么我的生活会经历这样的暴风雨和这样的挑战呢？
So we have to find out the answer. Otherwise, the stormy of life upon us, then it destroyed our faith, it destroyed our life anyway.
我们要找到答案，要不然这样的风暴会毁坏我们的信仰。
Then in Romans chapter 8, Paul asks us to.Defining us, you are children of God.
这罗马书第八章这里保罗就定位我们是神的儿女。
Don't you think you're heading toward to the heavenly kingdom?
你不认为你是在向天国行走吗？
So don't you think the spirit within you tells you the witness that you're children of God?
你不觉得这个圣跟你在一起的圣灵在同证你是神的儿女吗？
So don't be discouraging on the way of course of this kind of stormy of life, stormy way of life.
所以在生命的风暴来临的时候不要灰心。
Because God will be with you.
因为神会跟你同在。
And also the verse 18 says, I consider the suffering of these present times are not worthy to be compared with the glory that is revealed to us.
而且十八节说，我想现在的苦楚，若比起将来要显于我们的荣耀，就不足介意了。
This is suffering on the present time.
这个苦楚是在现在的。
It cannot compare the coming of the glory.
跟将来要来的荣耀是不能相比的。
So we have to find out that this suffering in the present time, but yet this is not end, but this is on the process to reach the glory of God.
我们要知道现在的苦楚不是结束，我们只是我们向荣耀前进的路上的一小段。
So Paul here, the verse 24 and 25, Romans chapter 8, verse 24 and 25. For in hope we have been saved, but hope that is seen is not hope. For why?Does one also hope for what he sees? Verse 25. But if we hope for what we do not see, with the perseverance, we wait eagerly for it.
罗马书第八章二十四节，我们得救是在乎盼望，只是所见的盼望，不是盼望。谁还盼望他所见的呢？二十五节，但我们若盼望那所不见的，就必忍耐等候。
The verse 24, Paul, he says, in hope we have been saved, but hope that is a sin is not hope. For why does one also hope for what he sees?
二十四节，我们得救是在乎盼望，只是所见的盼望，不是盼望。谁还盼望他所见的呢？
Many times the hope that we cannot see it.
很多时候这个盼望我们没有办法看得见。
Within the circumstance of present time, what we are in the face of these challenges, stormy way of life, there's no hope.
在我们现在所经历痛苦的时候，我们在风暴当中的时候会觉得没有盼望。
People's point of view, there's an end, there's a dead rock.
从人的角度来看，他们会觉得就是结束了。
But we have a hope.
但是我们却有盼望。
ButWe know that God do not let us leave it alone there for continue to suffer.
我们知道神不会让我们在苦难中继续受苦。
The duration of the suffering, we don't know.
我们不知道这苦难的长短是多少。
But surely he will save us.
但是很确定他会来救我们。
The when Joseph was gone through the difficult time in his life.
当约瑟经历了人生的苦难
，a free man now to be slavery in his life.
从自由人然后变成了奴仆。
There is no hope. There is no way by his own strength, by his own way to get away from the slavery.
靠他的能力，靠他自己的力量，没有办法从奴隶的身份解脱出来。
But he believed that his God can save him one day.
但是他却深信他的神会救他，有一天会救他。
He never lose his own hope to God.
他从来没有放弃他对神的盼望。
Even though later his life getting more worse than before.
之后他的生活，他的生命变得比之前更有价值。
His heart is enough to be open. to even can see the other people's business, even can take care of them. That much his life, his heart is open.
即使在他后来变得很富贵的时候，他的心也是打开的，他能够看到别人的痛苦，能够照顾别人。
Now, many times the storms upon our life, we are, our mind is very narrowed.
很多时候当人生的风暴来临的时候，
we easily irritate,
我们的心意就变得很窄。
We easily irritate by the people from around us.
我们很容易被周遭的人所激怒。
But I find out the life of Joseph was different.
但是约瑟的一生不一样。
Even under the such kind of great difficulties in his life.
即使他在非常困难的情况下。
But he's concerned about other people's.
他还是关心别人。
That tells us that his heart is full of peace to control his heart.
我们可以看到他的心是很充满了平安和喜乐的。
Because he trusts in God.
因为他信靠神。
One day he will save me.
他相信神有一天会来救他。
One day he delivered out of this kind of suffering.
他相信神有一天会把他从这样的苦难中救出来。
We find out in his life what he become prime minister by one day.
我们可以看到约瑟后来成为一个宰相。
The man's way was impossible.
从人自己的力量是没有办法这样子的。
But God delivered him out of there.
但是神却把他从那个境况中救出来。
And he received a great assurance, a great credit he received from the Pharaoh, the king of Egypt.
他从法老那里得到很大的赞赏。
So he became a prime minister.
所以他成为一个宰相。
But his suffering is about 13, 14 years of his suffering in his life.
他受苦了13、14年。
But when the wave come upon his life.
当这个一个大浪打到他的身上。
His life completely upside down.
他的生活完全不一样了。
Maybe that's the time he can complain to God.
但在那个苦难的时候，他可能有资格向神
No matter
抱怨。
How many different ways he trying to calculate how he can save himself out of this slavery, there's no answer.
他试了所有。所有的方法想要摆脱奴隶的身份，但是他却没有办法。
But he knows how to holding the hope from God.
但是他却知道抓住神的盼望。
With the perseverance.
用忍耐。
He waiting for the God's help.
他等待神的帮助。
End up, God changes his life.
但最后神改变了他的一生。
Actually, the life when he go through like a stormy way actually help him, molded him to be the prepare his life.To be the prime minister of Egypt.
但是回过头来看的话，其实这个他遭受风暴的苦难的时候是为了他以后成为宰相做准备。
You find that the life of Joseph, when he go through this kind of slavery life, he understand the life of those kind of the poor people's life.
因为他经历了做奴隶的这个时候，所以他理解穷人的生活。
He learned how to serve the masters.
他知道怎样服侍主人。
He learned their language also.
他也学到他们的语言。
He perfectly prepared for himself to understand the entire countries actually within as the life of slavery.
他在做奴隶的时候做了非常完美的准备，他了解了整个国的情况。
Of course, we say so when during the time of in a stormy way, it seems like there's no way, there's no hope. But actually, God, there is a way of hope.
我们看很多时候在在人生的风暴来临的时候，我们看好像没有盼望，没有希望。但是实际上，神已经为我们预备了盼望。
Then we find out in Matthew chapter 8, this time when Jesus get into the boat and his disciple followed him.
在马太福音第八章那里耶稣上了船，他的门徒就跟随他。
Then maybe because our Christian life also we follow the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们基督徒的生活，我们也是跟着耶稣。
And sometimes we get into the boat, and this boat is not big enough.
我们进了那个船，但是这个船却不够大。
And it seems like a small enough, maybe easily can be in a swing, and back and forth by the winds blows.
就这个船不够大，所以在风浪的时候容易被吹得摇来摇去。
Indeed, 20 verse 20 for the big storms. He said he mentioned the great storms in the sea came upon to the boat.
24节这里就说到非常大的风暴从海里出来了。
It covers the boat.
然后船就被波浪掩盖。
Maybe the moment we can complain to God.
可能那个时候我们可以向神报
Why?
抱怨。
Why, since I follow the Lord Jesus, why these things happen in my life?
我是跟着基督耶稣的，为什么这个事情会在我生活中发生呢？
But we have to find out.
我们要找到答案。
The Lord Jesus, He is with us.
这个答案就是耶稣跟我们同在。
But we sometimes find the most safe place, most secure place that we provided, we prepared, we think that is the most safe place.
我们很多时候会发现我们所预备的最安全、最保险的地方。
Don't you think that when you prepare the retirements, more money is better than less money? Don't you think so?
我们会为我们的退休存更多的钱。
Some people they saved a lot of money, to, you know, for the retirements later cannot even enjoy, but before they die too.
他们有很多人就是为退休准备了很多钱，但是他们没有。在没有享用 这些钱之前就已经死了。
Only focus on the retirement, we losing something else too.
如果我们只是专注着为以后退休做准备的话，我们就失去了其他的一些。
Many times we think about our life, we prepare for the later, we forget about God sometimes.
很多时候我们为日后的生活做打算的时候，我们就忘记了神。
But where is the most secure place? Where is the most safe place? We think about it.
我们想想看，哪里是最保险、最安全的地方呢
？Not the money that we prepared.
不是那些钱，我们所预备的那些钱。
The words God is with me.
而是神的话跟我们在一起。
Wherever we go, the God is with
us.
That is the most secure place.
最保险的地方不是钱所在的地方，而是神所在的地方。
Once we look at the whole picture in Matthew chapter 8 from verse 23 to 27, we find out that this boat is the most secure place in the world, actually.
我们看从二十三节到二十七节，我们可以看到这个地方其实是世界上最安全的地方。
You,
这个船，这艘船上。
Do you think so?
你觉得呢
？The boat itself is boat itself is not secure.
这艘船是不安全的。
Surround this sea, you know, it's a deep sea. It's not secure.
周边的环境也不是安全的，而是深海。
Especially the storm come upon to the boat, so all the circumstances from the human point of view, this is not a secure place.
当风暴来临的时候，从人的角度来看，这个地方是不安全的。
Then why this boat is such a great security in there?
为什么我们说这艘船是世界上最安全的地方呢
？Because Jesus is there.
因为耶稣跟他们在一起。
Because they all the disciples now with the Lord Jesus, so this is the most secure place.
因为门徒跟耶稣在一起，所以这个地方是最安全的地方。
But wherever we go, God is with us, and that is the most blessful.
我们无论去哪里，神跟我们在一起，这就是最受祝福的地方。
As in sometimes when we face the encounter, you know, kind of a stormy way of life.
有些时候我们会遇到风暴的日子。
We have to ask ourselves.
我们应该扪心自问。
What is my identity?
我们的身份是什么
？Whom I belongs to?
我是属于谁的
？Where I heading to now my life?
我的生命的方向是什么
？Am I with the Lord Jesus Christ?
我是跟耶稣基督在一起吗
？We have to define where we are now. Whom is with us? Who is with us?The Lord Jesus Christ within us, our heading to the kingdom of God, the life is secure.
我们应该找到自己的身份。我们是耶稣是跟我们在一起的话，我们的方向是要向天国的话，我们的一生就是很安全的。
So what the worldly people define, what the Christian define is should be different.
属世的人的定义跟基督徒的定义是不一样的。
But one more thing is we talk about the perseverance.
再一件事情我们要讨论忍耐。
Because perseverance is because we have to bear with our journey with the Lord Jesus Christ, and then there's a lot of storms come upon that we have to go through anyway.
这个忍耐就是说我们在 跟基督耶稣在一起同行的时候路上会有一些风暴，我们必须要
In our Christian way, never withdraw ourselves.
在基督徒的生活，我们不要放弃。
Keep on going with the Lord Jesus Christ.
只要继续的跟耶稣同行。
Especially when we encounter difficulties or suffering upon in our life.
特别是当我们遇到风暴，当我们的生活遇到困难的时候。
Now, let's turn to the book of Hebrews chapter 10.
我们看希伯来书第十章。
Hebrews chapter 10 verse from 32.
32节。
Hebrews chapter 10 from verse 32.
从32节开始。
And 32 to 39.
32节到39节。
But remember the former days when after being enlightened you endure a great conflict of suffering, partly by being made a public spectacles through the reproaches and the tribulations, and partly by coming sharers with those who were so treated. For you showed sympathy to the prisoners and accepted joyfully the seizure of your property, knowing that you have for yourself a better possession and abiding one. 35. And therefore do not throw away your confidence, which has a great reward. 36. But you have a need of endurance, so that when you have done the will of God, you may receive what the promise. Verse 37, for yet in a very little while, he who is coming will come, and will not delay. But my righteous one shall live by faith. And if he shrink back, my soul has no pleasure in him. 39, but we are not of those who shrink back to destructions, but of those who have faith in the persevering of the soul.
希伯来书第十章三十二节，你们要追念往日蒙了光照以后所忍受大征战的各样苦难，三三一面被毁谤遭患难成了戏景叫众人观看，一面陪伴那些受这样苦难的人，三四因为你们体恤了那些被捆锁的人，并且你们的家业被人抢去也甘心忍受，知道自己有更每长存的家业，三十五，所以你们不可丢弃勇敢的心，存这样的心必得大赏赐。三十六，你们必须忍耐，使你们行完了神的旨意，就可以得着所应许的。三十七，因为还有一点点时候，那要来的就来，并不迟延。三十八，只是一人必因信得生，他若退后，我心里就不喜欢他。三十九，我们却不是退后入沉沦的那等人，乃是有信心以致灵魂得救的人。
Yeah, I think it's many people this time. There's many people kind of waive their faith because of the kind of it's hard to be to get into this kind of challenge.
我想在那个时候很多人信心就动摇了。
So the writer of the book of Hebrew encouraged them.
希伯来的作者就鼓励，希伯来书的作者就鼓励他们。
Verse 35 says, therefore, do not throw away your confidence.
三十五节说，你们不可丢弃勇敢的心。
Because the reward is great.
因为赏赐是大的。
So they do not withdraw yourself.
不要退后。
With the faith, can go on your Christian journeys.
只要有信心，然后继续。
So we find out Matthew chapter 8, Jesus at that time he was asleep in the boat.
我们看到马太福音第八章那里，耶稣在那个时候在船上睡觉。
You know that Jesus he's the God himself actually.
我们知道神耶稣他是神。
The only himself manifests himself come to this world as a flesh.
他来到这个世上显现为人。
He's showing us the what is a peace in our heart.
他向我们展示什么是心里有平安。
Even the stormy way, he can have peace because he knows that God is God. God he himself to be protected.
因为即使外面有风暴，他还是非常平安，因为他是神，他是被保护的。
We also can have a peace within our heart.
我们也可以有在心里有平安。
Because the Spirit of God within us.
因为神的灵住在我们的心里。
Listen to Matthew, a book of John.
我们看约翰福音。
John chapter 14.
约翰福音十四章。
John chapter 14 verse 27.
27节。
And peace I leave, John chapter 14, 27. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give it to you. Not as the world gives, do I give it to you. Let not your heart be troubled, nor let it be fearful.
约翰福音十四章二十七节，我留下平安给你们，我将我的平安赐给你们，我所赐的不像世人所赐的，你们心里不要忧愁，也不要胆怯。
Especially when if you are in a difficult situation in your life.
如果你在你的生活遇到了大困难。
If you are in the situation that it's kind of trials and under the trial now, don't be discouraged.
如果我们的生活遇到了困苦遇到了试炼，不要害怕。
Maybe because of this issue in your life, there's some kind of distress in your life. Kind of stress from your suffering.
在那个时候，你可能会因为受苦
But God never,
因为苦难很痛。
But God never let you to be perished out of this stormy way of life.
但神不会因为你在不会让你在风暴中毁坏。
Because this is the way God molded you to be perfect enough enter the salvation.
神是借这样的方式来塑造你，让你够好，能够进入永生。
And let us always remember God is within us.
我们要记得神总是跟我们在一起。
In First Peter chapter 1.
我们看一下彼得前书第一章。
First Peter chapter 1, verse 6 and 7.
六到七节。
First Peter chapter 1, verse 6 and 7. In this you greatly rejoice, even though now for a little while, if necessary, you have been distressed by various trials. Verse 7. That the proof of your faith being more precious than gold, which is perishable, even though tested by fire, may be found to result in the praise and glory and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ.
彼得前书第一章第六节，因此你们是大有喜乐，但如今在百般的试炼中暂时忧愁。第七节，叫你们的信心既被试炼，就比那被火试炼仍然能坏的金子更显宝贵，可以在耶稣基督显现的时候得着称赞、荣耀、尊贵。
And here, the Peter encourages us whenever the difficult time comes. Peter's way very positive. Rejoice.
这里彼得鼓励我们在苦难来临的时候要大有喜乐。
Because you better know the what is outcome.
你要知道之后的结果是什么。
So you can have a peace in your heart.
这样子你就能够在心里有平安。
But sometimes we cannot have a peace because still we are afraid.
很多时候我们没有办法心里有平安，是因为我们还是害怕。
Matthew chapter 8 also give us answer for that.
马太福音第八章还给了我们答案。
Still we have a human weakness. What we gonna do? And Matthew chapter 8.
我们有人性的软弱，我们应该要怎么做？在马太福音第八章给了答案。
Verse 25.
二十五节。
And here, the disciple came to Jesus. Verse 25, Matthew chapter 8 says, they came to him and awake him, saying, "Save us, Lord, we are perishing."
二十五节，门徒来叫醒了他，说：“主啊，救我们，我们丧命了。”
Yes, this action is not the great the action of the man of great faith.
他们这样的行为不是一个非常有信心的行为。
They can also have a peace with the Lord Jesus next to him. They can even have a sleep too, but they couldn't. So what they do is they come to the Lord Jesus and awake him. She actually awake him I think it saved us very with the last, with the words, the voice says, "Save us, Lord."
他们其实跟耶稣在一起，他们其实可以有平安，也可以像耶稣一样睡觉，但是他们却没有，他们来叫醒了他，用的话是说来救我们。
One of the important part of Christian life, we can pray to God.
我们基督徒生活当中最重要的一部分是我们能够向神祷告。
We can ask God to help us in our life.
我们可以求神来帮助我们。
This is also the way we can help ourselves to from the deliver us from the from the suffering, also the stormy way of our life.
这样我们也可以用这样的方式来让我们从风暴中走出来。
But later on, Jesus and then Jesus wake up and then and the verse 26, he said to them, says, why are you timid?
26节耶稣就醒过来说，你们这小信的人为什么胆怯呢？
Because how comes I'm with you, so why you feel afraid?
耶稣就说，我是跟你在一起的，你为什么害怕呢？
And then he talked to his disciples, says, you men of little faith.
他说他的门徒说，你们是小信的人。
Yes, in a sense, it's rebuking from the Lord Jesus to his disciple.
耶稣就骂他的门徒。
But yet, at the same time, this is the way let the Jesus to let this storm come down also.
但是同时耶稣就让风和海就平静了。
And then he stand up, he said, he roars to rebuke the winds and the sea, and it becomes perfectly calm.
同时他就起来斥责风和海，风和海就平静了。
Maybe because let it go this storm, then maybe this storm continue maybe for next for you know for some period of time.
可能他也会让这个风暴再持续一段时间。
But Jesus knows that their faith only bear for this much.
但是耶稣说，耶稣知道他们的信心只能承受这么。
So since they ask him to help, ask him for help, so he stand up, he rebuked the wind, so the wind came down, and then all the sea becomes perfectly to be calmed.
因为他们向耶稣呼救，所以耶稣就起来斥责风和海，然后风和海就平静了。
Our cry is so important part of Christian life.
我们的呼求是我们非常基督徒一生的很重要的一部分。
Why we have to pray to God?
我们为什么要向神祷告？
Because we are weak.
因为我们软弱。
Because we need His help.
因为我们需要他的帮助。
Yes, maybe Jesus is telling us, "Oh, you are men of little faith."
耶稣可能会跟我们说，你们是小信的人。
But the important thing is we ask God for help.
但是最重要的部分是我们向神求他的帮助。
It is important our Christian spirit.
这是很重要的基督徒的精神。
When you encounter trouble in your life.
当你生活中遇到的麻烦。
You don't know how to bear all this stress in your life.
你不知道要怎样承受这样的苦难。
Maybe in one side you say, oh, God will protect me. God will help me.
你一边会觉得说神会保护我。
But still, it's too heavy that you can cry out to God.
但是你还是会觉得太沉重了，你这个时候就可以向神呼求。
He understands our weakness.
他能够理解我们的软弱。
He will lead us the peaceful way.
他会带领我们走一个有平安的路。
God perfectly knows who we are, where we came from.
神非常清楚的知道我们是谁，我们是从哪来的。
Don't be afraid to come to the Lord to asking and cry out to God.
不要害怕，只要来到神面前向他呼求。
If you look at the first king, there is the story about Elijah.
我们看列王记上有一个以利亚的故事。
He destroyed all the false prophet.
他把这些假先知都给灭了。
And also he went up to the Mount Carmel. He prayed to God so that he bring the let God bring the cloud to the rain upon to the land.
他到山上向神求让他让神降雨。
But that time still the king King Ahab and his wife Jezebel trying to find him to kill him.
但是在那个时候，这个国王和王后还是要杀他。
So he ran away.
他就跑了。
And then he under the tree, he asked God, now is enough, you can take my life.
在这个路上他就说跟神说现在已经够了你可以把我的性命取走
which means now leave up to your hands
就他就意思就是说我就让你来操纵了
which means I cannot bear anymore
就是意味着我没有办法再承受更多
God sent the angel
神就派天使下来
and bring the food and then wake him
给他带来食物然后叫醒他
eat this food
吃这个叫跟他说
after he eat and he went back to sleep
然后他吃完之后又睡着了
once again God sent the angel to give him food
神就再一次派天使给他食物
so that he gained the strength and 40 days and now his Bible says he went to the God's mountain
这样子他就重新得力然后他用了40天到了神的山上
God knows Elijah's weakness
他神知道以利亚的软弱
he already spent all his energies
他已经用尽了他全部的力量
yet still the people follow after him to try to kill him
但是还是有人要跟着他要杀他
he says now it's up to you
他就说现在就把事情交在你的手里了
God knows his weakness
神就知道他的软弱
God give him strength
神就给他力量
so God save him
然后救了他
God is almighty God
神是全能的神
We find out the story Matthew chapter 8 We find out the almighty Our Lord Jesus Christ is almighty God
我们可以从马太福音第八章这一小段里面可以看出我们的神是全能的神
If we are in his boat
如果我们在他的船上
We are heading to the kingdom of God
我们是朝着天国的方向开去
Maybe sometimes the storms come upon to us
但有的时候可能会有风暴
But cannot destroy us
但是却没有办法毁坏我们
But actually he is with us to save us, help us
但而且实际上他是跟我们在一起的
when you
然后要保护我们 要救我们
your fear in your heart
如果你感觉到你心里有害怕
you feel that you cannot bear anymore
你感觉到你没有办法再承受更多
cry out to God
向神呼求
Listen to you, especially next to you. So he will help you.
他会帮助你
Almighty God is always listening to us.
全能的神总是会倾听我们
Yeah, let's sing in 166.
我们唱诗166首
Let me say that we're going to pray together. Book of Revelation, Jesus said to the church in the Smyrna.
启示录耶稣对
That's what Revelation chapter 2 verse 10. You don't have to open, but Revelation chapter 2 verse 10, Jesus, the angel of the church, the talk to the Smyrna.
耶稣跟士美拿教会说
Verse 10, you say, do not fear what you are about to suffer.
第十节这里说你将要受的苦你不用怕
But we'll find out that this church have faced a lot of difficult, a lot of challenges.
这里可以看出这个教会遭遇了很多的困难
Verse 9, Jesus talked to the church in Smyrna said, I know your tribulation and your poverty.
耶稣对士美拿教会说我知道你的苦难你的贫穷
I know your great challenge in your face that in your Jesus knows that.
耶稣知道他们所遭受的挑战。
The verse 10, Jesus talked to them, said, "Do not fear what you're about to suffer."
第十节，耶稣对他们说：“你们将要受的苦，不要害怕。”
Surely you can overcome it.
你们非常确定的能够胜过他们。
So the verse 10, the last portion, Jesus talked to them, say, "Be faithful until death."
耶稣这里对他们说：“你。”勿要至死忠心。
I will give you the crown of life.
我会给你，就赐给你那生命的冠冕。
This is the most precious crown that we can receive from God if we continue to faithful to God.
这是非常重要的冠冕。如果我们继续向神忠心。
Yes, we in our face when we see the people, we can smile to other people. But inside of us, sometimes we have go through a lot of difficulties, a lot of stress.
有的时候我们会经历很多苦难和愁苦。
But never give up.
不要放弃。
that God is with us.
因为神跟我们同在。
So、never be dismayed, never be discouraged.
啊、不要灰心，不要放弃。
Maybe sometimes we can feel, hey, this is it, this is this much.
啊、可能有的时候我们会觉得我们已经承能最多能够承受这么多。
Just like Elijah.
就像以利亚一样。
But at that time, God sent an angel to comfort him.
但是在那个时候，神就会派
God always
派天使来
watch over us, be with us to help us.
他总是跟我们在一起，帮助我们。
Let's all kneel down and pray together.
我们一起祷告。